Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming pieces of you.
Good afternoon, my friends. I have an announcement to make. It is officially autumn in America. Autumn is a season much celebrated in song and story. Even Albert Camus, who never had a good thing to say about anything, and whose most famous quote is about whether you should kill yourself or not, loved autumn. He said that autumn was like a second spring when every leaf is a flower. Isn't that lovely? That's very lovely. Yes, autumn is a season of change when the leaves turn vibrant colors. It also marks the gathering of the crops and the transition to winter, the beginning of the school year, and the sale of $6 pumpkin spice lattes. It is the season when magazines publish articles like Everything You'll Need for Fall, which lists the locations of secret pumpkin patches and recipes for hot toddies and simple and stylish ways to decorate your dorm room. But for me, however, autumn is just one big mess. It is the season when most of the trees I have spent months shaping and cultivating drop their leaves all over the ground in random, untidy piles. It is the season when my plants wither and die and turn to slime. It is the season when the wind blows unsightly masses of fir boughs into my perfectly laid out orchard. It is the season when the rain breaks down my flowers and soaks me to the bone. It is the season when the trees fall down and cut the power lines and block my driveway. It is the season when the grass turns to mud and the mud turns to a moat. So for me, autumn is a season of anxiety and out-of-control debris, and most of all, it is a reminder that everything will die. Now, if you think you've heard this before, you are right. I complain about every season. Summer is too hot, winter is too cold and bleak, etc., etc. That does not mean I abhor nature or that I despise my life. It simply means that I am a born pessimist. But as a wise man once said, the journey to nowhere starts with a single step, too. So I just keep walking. Anyway, back to autumn. I am convinced that the root of my anxiety about autumn is my obsessive need to have things neat and in order and just so. I'm not 100% sure why I feel that way. Maybe I was dropped in a big pile of dirt when I was a baby. Maybe I'm psychologically damaged from that. There is, of course, a term for such behavior in Freudian psychoanalysis. It is called anal retentive. You see, Freud thought that there was something called an anal stage in our development when an infant's attention moved from oral stimulation to anal stimulation, meaning your bowels. According to Freud, this stage happens when little people start learning to control their excretory functions. Now, Freud thought that a child who experiences conflicts from being too strongly chastised for toilet training accidents can develop anal retentive fixations or personality traits which result in hyper orderliness and extreme stubbornness and an unending compulsion for control. Lots of psychoanalysts these days think that that is a lot of bunk. They think it's a lot of bunk and BS. And as I have said, I have no idea why I am how I am. Was I beaten and hung by my thumbs for toilet training accidents? I'll never know that because sadly my parents are no longer there to ask. And even if they were there, and even if I had a time machine so I could go back and I could watch myself learn to use the toilet, I wouldn't do it because it would be too painful to see myself helpless and out of control and walking around in dirty diapers. All I know now is that my anal retentiveness, or whatever it is, kicks into full swing about the 15th of October, when the rain and the wind and the cold air start to arrive and my carefully controlled environments begin to crumble into rot and decay and into messiness. I know I should be positive about all this. I know I should be philosophical about it. But because, of course, life is about change, and it's about ebb and flow and release and restoration. And if you look at it in just the right way, we can find beauty in a mess. But I can't. Not me. For me, every year is the same. My little natural world goes out of control and I freak out. And every year, right around now, I develop wild, impossible plans about how to regain control, like placing dozens of little blue tarps under my trees to catch the leaves, or attaching small vacuum cleaners to the squirrels so that they can vacuum up the woods as they run around foraging for nuts. Or perhaps I could glue the leaves back on the trees one by one. Maybe there is a big plastic dome I could erect over Dandelion Farm that would shut out the cold. Or maybe I could just hibernate for a few months and I would wake up and it would be spring again. Or maybe, just maybe, I could stop running from my fears and my obsessive need for control and sit down with a good psychotherapist and lay it all out and strip myself of all my fears, strip my fears bare, go back into my past and reimagine my toilet training. And by doing that, get to the root of my trauma. Or maybe just having my wife scream at me as I walk around the house in diapers for a few days would trigger a catharsis and make me well again. If I don't show up for my show next week, or sometime in the near future, you'll know where I am. In the meantime, happy autumn from Albert Camus, Sigmund Freud, and yours truly. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.